Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Chuck.
So what would this bill do?
Well, this bill creates a criminal penalty of up to life in prison for drug dealers in cases of fatal overdoses. It was introduced at the request of Attorney General Peter Kilmartin. As you know, Rhode Island and much of the country has been trying to figure out how to curb overdose deaths. Kristen's Law was actually named after a 29-year-old Cranston woman who died of an overdose in 2014.
So who are the people who are opposing Kristen's Law and why?
Well, they're doctors and epidemiologists and public health advocates. Several of them are members of Governor Raimondo's Overdose Prevention Task Force. Their concern is that this bill is just going to lock up more low-level drug dealers who are selling to support their own drug habits. But Raimondo said in a statement recently that the bill is, quote, specifically targeted at large commercial professional drug dealers who are knowingly dealing drugs that kill people. The problem is there's nothing in the legislation that distinguishes between a large commercial drug dealer and anyone else who sells these drugs.
And aren't there already laws on the books to lock up drug dealers, even to lock them up for life? So why do we need this?
Well, when it comes to charging someone for a fatal overdose, the Attorney General's office says, first of all, it can be hard to prove the drug deal took place. And then prosecutors have to prove that the person who sold a lethal dose of drugs is responsible for their customer's death. Prosecutors have used what's known as the felony murder statute in drug overdose cases, including the overdose death of Kristen Kutu, the woman after whom the law is named. But it's very rare. The Attorney General's office says it's only been used twice in recent memory. The difficulty is that a dealer is often long gone by the time the person who bought the drugs takes them and dies. The AG's office says some defense lawyers could argue that once the delivery was completed, criminal liability dissipates, and that would undermine the prosecution's case.
Well, that sounds like a reasonable concern. So are people in the medical community against locking up drug dealers?
That depends on what kind of people you think of when you say drug dealers. People who work in prisons or drug treatment centers know that a lot of the folks we lock up for drug charges are themselves addicted to opioids, and they're selling and trading drugs with friends and even family members. And one dies of an overdose, and then the friend or family member who gave them the drug is facing up to a life sentence for murder.
What about the Attorney General's argument that we need to send a message to drug dealers?
Well, that assumes that the threat of a life sentence could serve as a deterrent. That was the thinking behind the War on Drugs effort. But study after study has shown no correlation between stiffer prison sentences and a reduction in drug use or drug dealing. That said, not everyone thinks the Attorney General is pursuing this law because he wants to lock up more people addicted to drugs. Jonathan Goyer is an expert advisor to the governor's overdose prevention task force. He's also in long-term recovery, and he's got a criminal record that includes drug selling and 4 felony assaults. Listen to how he describes himself.
I struggled with drug addiction, primarily an opiate addiction, for over 10 years. Within that time frame, I have racked up numerous charges, drug selling charges, drug possession charges, fraudulent prescription charges, along with other drug-induced crimes, such as very serious felony assault. I have 4 felony assaults on my record against police officers. I have hit and runs. I had become a violent, dangerous criminal, harmful to myself and everybody around me. That is where my addiction took me. There is no evidence in my life, personally, that says that the Attorney General is attempting to lock up individuals who suffer with addiction. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting in here in a studio with you. I'd be in prison. The Attorney General, essentially, and prosecution, essentially gave me a second chance of life by offering me treatment.
So instead of locking him up, he was ordered into treatment. I think people on both sides of the debate would probably agree that's the way it should work. But opponents will tell you that too often the system doesn't work the way it should.
Lynn Arditti is the health reporter for Rhode Island Public Radio. Lynn, thanks for being here to explain the debate over Kristen's Law.
You're welcome.